stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Tivoli Talk Prospecting Play SA Family Hot Sales Plays and Sales Priorities conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Casey Plunkett, Director of Worldwide Sales. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Karen. And again, welcome, team, to this week's call. This is our fourth call in a series of four prospecting webcasts we've held on the Tivoli Performance Automation team. And as a quick refresh, the last 3 weeks, we focused on our collective capabilities that really address customer needs for visibility and optics into their infrastructure, their applications, and ultimately the business processes that sits on top of that. And we started off with our capabilities around our event pump and TBSM and how that really helps our customers better map service levels to these business processes relative to the underlying infrastructure. From there, we went into week two, which really focused on the value we provide on consolidating the monitoring across the distributed and the Z platforms to help drive down total cost of ownership, better single points of failure, et cetera. Last week, we then focused on usage reporting to give greater transparency to line of business stakeholders. They're clamoring for greater visibility in terms of the usage and resource utilization here, as well as the cost structure, et cetera, of their business processes. So again, the 2 points I want to really emphasize is this is all about business. And the second point is while it's great to have visibility and optics and transparency, at some point you've got to do something with that transparency. So that leads to today's session, which focuses on our system automation family. And the key things you're going to see here today is how do we ensure application level availability and service levels, not just the visibility but the ability to take action. And how do customers drive down their cost structure and their effort to realize that? So I'm thrilled today to have Giovanni Lanfranchi. He's one of our lab directors responsible for this product family. He's based out of Rome, and he's going to provide a development executive perspective and build on this setup issue that I've laid out here. So Giovanni, at this point, I'd like to hand it over to you. But real quickly, I'm assuming everybody is referring to the PowerPoint chart that is on the Extreme Leverage site, which was included in our calendar invite. So, Giovanni, you're going to pick it up and take it away. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. And first of all, good morning or good afternoon, everybody. As Casey said, I'm really excited. I'm truly excited to share with you and to talk with you today about availability and system automation product family, not just because I know this is an outstanding piece of technology, but really because I believe we have in front of us some huge sales opportunity that I really would like with your help to attack as fast as we can and as effective as we can, since again, and I hope that during the presentation this will be more and more clear to you guys. And I really think we have some key competitive differentiator with respect to our competitors that we really need to leverage as fast as we can. So let me go to slide four just to briefly level set what is the business landscape, which are the business issues that our customer, our clients are really facing. And again, I don't want to spend a lot of time since I know you know much better than me how important is high availability in these days. And there are a lot of examples, a lot of anecdotes of how much it costs for a firm like, I don't know, eBay to have some half a day downtime. It's about more than $5 or $6 million. And here you may see some cost per hour in terms of the downtime. So this is really a key pressure, a key pain that our customer needs to face. Problem is that the IT infrastructure is becoming more and more complex. So when we talk in terms of high availability, it's not just matter to have one machine in high available or even one system or even one cluster. but we have such a huge set of interdependency into the our overall composite multi-tier infrastructure that our customer have, that the need to put not just a system but an entire business line high available really becomes a key urgency, a key pressure. And this is why this is really the sweet spot of the system automation product line that today, with the help of my team, we will share with you both in terms of key technology standpoint as well as in terms of key value proposition. So let me move to the next slide and let me share a little bit with you high level what is the overall end-to-end architectural picture for the system automation product family. Well, I think that most of you know that everything started with SAA4Z, very successful, very, used product in most of our account that actually focus also in conjunction with the GDPS, the Geographically Dispersed Parallel Sysplex, on the system, ZOS, Linux, and so on and so forth. But of course, we also added as a first level automation layer a similar product, set of products that will address the distributed environment. So this is what DSA multi-platform is about on AIX, Linux, and recently on Solaris and other Unix flavor. And this is, of course, something that will allow us to put in under high availability condition or ZOS cluster or typical distributed cluster. But is more and more evident also for the reason that we just mentioned in terms of composite application, the need to have something that provides end-to-end automation. And here we start having some key competitive differentiator with respect to our competition. And this is really where the SA application manager comes into play, that really provide a true single point of control through Z and various distributed cluster for what is concerned high availability and high availability automation. Then, of course, as many accounts are telling us, this high availability is part of a general and most of the time ITIL-based business continuity process. So they want to have not just stuff put under high availability, but they want to do that in a way that this will be process-driven. And so to address this issue, to address this customer request, we also recently delivered the Business Continuity Project Process Manager that as part of our overall ISM architecture really help to make some tests and what-if and simulation analysis in order to have a much better way to prevent disaster and be able to have some very fast turnaround time. And this is, frankly, something that our competitors cannot offer because, for example, Veritas, well, they have really hard time to address ZOS environment and also this end-to-end picture that you are able to achieve through the SA Application Manager is really something that put us in a very, I would say, dominant position here. So talking about competitive differentiator on the next slide, slide six, at least in my deck, here are the major bullet point. I already talked about the end-to-end, so the fact that, again, it's important to have a unique point of control that is able also to integrate not just IBM, but also non-IBM type of local departmental high availability solution, like, for example, Veritas or Microsoft. Another important part is the fact that we are also very integrated, not just at the IT level, but at the business application level. So the goal is not just to put and to recover a piece of hardware or a piece of IT, but the key goal of system automation is to make high available business line of business application. And the other very important point that our competitors really do not have is the fact that in order to do that, what you need to do with SA is just to describe which is the goal and which is the sequence you want to have, you want to follow to make your application or your line of business high available. And you don't need to be bothered with coding, scripting, ad hoc customization stuff that is typical work in other competitor offering. So this policy-driven, constraint-driven stuff is really something that makes us very superior and unique. And finally, the integration part, the integration play. Of course, SA doesn't play by itself, but is highly integrated through all our portfolio, the event management, the tech, the TBSM. This is something that we are fully integrated and fully, linked together. So, if we move to the last slide before I leave the stage to the team that will give you more details and more proof point in terms of value proposition. I want to leave you also with, this is great, technology is there, the opportunity is there, but what can we offer you as a lab? What can we offer you as a development team? What can we offer you as an overall development organization? And here you see something that is, I would say, much more than the usual BAU stuff, business as usual stuff. So, for example, we will have a very strong and focused set of hands-on and sales enablement material, and you may also try, and you need to leverage as hard as you can the Birmingham lab that they have with Ewald, like the responsibility for the development of system automation portfolio, in order to have these guys helping you in POC, helping you in talking with customer, helping you in real customer engagement. This proved to be very successful in the past, and again, one of the reasons of this call is also to share with you with this possibility and to hope that you can take advantage of it as fast as you can and as effective as you can. So that's basically all what I wanted to share with you. Now I will leave the stage to the team that will give you Glenda, Joachim, and other guys that will give you more details about our SA and high availability product suite.
Thank you very much, Giovanni. This is Glenda. One of the things I did want to point out is if you look at slide 5 at the very bottom, Gartner, Donna Scott, who's one of the analysts there, has actually given us one of the biggest blessings I've ever seen from Gartner, let me put it that way, on this particular product set. And it's talking about we're basically sitting on a gold mine. We just really need to get the information out to our customers. Most of your customer base has Sarbanes-Oxley requirements as well as Basel II requirements, and this is the only solution in the marketplace that can actually address it end-to-end from an application availability perspective. So with that, Joachim, I'm going to turn it over to you, and we'll start to go through each of the pain points that the customers have and how to talk to our customers and approach them on this. Joachim, you want to start up with slide 9?
Yeah, thanks, Glenda. Now, this is Joachim Schwalzried. I'm the technical evangelist for the System Automation family. Welcome to this call, also from my side. I also would like to point out regarding requesting help from the SWOT and enablement and the lab. If you go to chart 25, you see that we recently had a big win at Allianz Insurance in Germany. about end-to-end automation, and therefore I would like to give you another reason to really ask for help together with us. It's much easier to win. So I'm now back to chart number 9. I'm in the hot sales place section. If you have a predecessor of this presentation, you would see a metric, but this has been replaced by 4 pains and needs charts. Yeah, so I'm now on a chart titled Pains, Low Application Availability, and Operations Cost. And the pains we are addressing with our product set are about low application availability due to a number of reasons. Actually, we don't care about the reason. And the solution is something that the customer has to do independent from our availability software. They have to cluster applications. They have to create a backup system. And then system automation comes in and can move applications and required resources to a backup system. Typical requirements we see when you go into a customer that they want cluster-wide automation, that they want to avoid coding, so automation has to know cluster-wide every application component and dependency. Also, they are looking for integration with workload event performance management and even the configuration management database. So that is one pain we are addressing, and by the way, this is platform independent. The next one would be high operational and automation costs, and the solution to that would be rather than doing operations at a resource level or message level would be even worse. We want to do operations at a business application level. Yeah. So if you have a WebSphere or SAP, you want to say start SAP, and then automation should figure out all components and how to start it, and also it would monitor it and recover it when something fails. And the other solution the other problem, the automation cost, is being addressed by our product set through policy-driven automation. Giovanni already highlighted that as a big differentiator, and it is probably our biggest differentiator because we can avoid all those scripting and coding that the competition needs. Yeah, so that significantly drives down implementation and maintenance effort, especially because we also have plug-and-play automation modules. Yeah, we ship sample policy and even more than that. And with only minimal customization, you can go into production. Typical requirements we see: reduction of complexity, ease of use. We want graphical user interfaces. Also integration with management consoles like the Tivoli Enterprise Portal or the Integrated Solutions Console. At the bottom, you see the products. On the mainframe, it would be system automation for ZOS. And the SA Multi-Platforms product would be covering the rest of the world, Linux, Windows, Solaris, AIX, only from the major platforms, only HP is missing. Now let's proceed to chart number 10, composite application operations and automation pains. So what I've covered on the previous chart was the first level, automation. Now we want to automate and operate composite applications that span clusters or even platforms. And the problem certainly is they are complex to operate, they have dependencies, and therefore we have availability issues. The customers normally operate in silos, and when such a composite application has a problem, every silo, of course, says, my baby is fine, must be you, a lot of finger-pointing, ping-pong, and so on. So availability suffers from that ping-pong as well. Other problems are for the composite application, there's no availability report because everything is only platform dependent. Yeah, and also another need that just came up recently is how to feed your configuration database, and automation is a very good source for feeding the configuration database because we have to know the very configuration. Solution value, of course, is we have to implement Tivoli System Automation Application Manager at the end-to-end automation level, but in addition, you need first-level automation, and that then helps the customer establishing one operations and automation team responsible for those composite applications for all those platforms. By the way, it does integrate not only with the system automation family, we also have integration with IBM HACMP, which is a high availability product, and AIX, and then Veritas Cluster Server on Solaris, and also Microsoft Cluster Server on Windows. Yeah, all those are supported as first-level automation as well. And then you get the value like increasing application availability because we started in the right order. We do the recovery. We know the dependencies. And operators are not required to be educated for every single platform. Yeah, we give them one user interface, and they can operate it no matter on what platform it actually runs. So it's a lot easier, and our product also, since the last release, delivers those reports for start, stop, and recovery time. And, this is, by the way, based on the Tivoli Common Reporting infrastructure, so it fits very well into what the Tivoli strategy is. And then finally, we can feed the configuration management database, the CMDB, through discovery library adapters. Moving on to chart number 11, pain, how to do disaster. Glenda?
Yeah, very quickly, one of the things that I want to point out about the slide 10 is when Joachim mentioned the reporting features. System automation for multi-platform has probably one of the best reporting features there is to allow customers to track the availability and the ups and the downtimes of their applications. So anyway, sorry, Joachim, go ahead.
Yeah, you're welcome, Glenda. Thank you. By the way, the reporting, this is really enterprise-wide. So it's even for ZOS and, of course, also for the SA Multiplatforms product. 11, disaster recovery. Now, here we have three needs. The first one would be surviving disasters with zero data loss. That's what many customers require, with a typical recovery time of low single digits hours, like 2 hours. And the solution would be to implement our industry-leading disaster recovery solution, which is called geographically, there's a typo, dispersed parallel SysPlex, GDPS, which actually is a application on top of NetView and system automation. Yeah, so it does require those products, and customers need to buy it to support GDPS. And then GDPS does a data mirroring to the backup side through a disk hardware mirroring, and it can manage the site failover. So that is need number one, and we can perfectly cover it. So let's move over to need number two. That would be, in addition to number one, transparent recovery from primary disk failures in less than 10 seconds. Yeah, so we are going from 2 hours to 10 seconds, quite a step. And we want that for ZOS and Linux on system Z. And we have it. Yeah, it's called GDPS HyperSwap. And for that, you also need a priced feature of the system automation for multi-platforms product. Need number three would be, I would call it the next step of disaster recovery evolution, like high-end disaster recovery capabilities, because the problem is we want to detect disasters as early as possible. Yeah? If we detect it too late, we might get an inconsistent database on the secondary side, yeah, because of so-called rolling disasters. We need time consistency. And in order to detect disasters earlier, it's a good idea to monitor the distributed systems as well. And if, normally fires start with the Windows systems, next comes Solaris. Yeah, that's not the usual order. Just kidding. And then through our SA Multiplatforms product, our first-level automation, we would notify our end-to-end automation, and this guy would notify GDPS. about a rolling disaster, and then we can detect those disasters early. And by the way, then we use Business Continuity Process Manager to actually manage the site failover, get approval from the managers, and so on. Solution would be, of course, implementing our IBM end-to-end automation. That's a big sale, very big, and also a priced option, which is called Distributed Disaster Recovery. Moving on to the last pane slide, chart number 12. This is about the Business Continuity Process Manager that I just mentioned. Yeah. The panes are customers might have defined a process that they want to follow when disaster strikes, but the problem is normally they fall into chaos mode, and maybe they don't get it, they don't follow the approval process, select the wrong recovery plan. Yeah, so there is very strong reasons to enforce fast execution of the disaster recovery process, like it was planned and tested. Yeah, you do not want to have any deviation, otherwise your company could actually enter bankruptcy. Yeah, if you are not able to recover your data, you're lost. Pain number two, normally disaster doesn't strike, but it is important to get ready, and therefore customers want to test and simulate disasters or significant outages, yeah, like a major database or disk subsystem, or maybe just a cluster, with a reasonable test coverage, but minimal impact to active production. And then they want to document that so that they can prove they are compliant to regulations. Many countries have regulations, they really have to do those tests, especially in the banking and insurance business. And others, we see that, by the way, quite often here. We have two current cases that just came in. They want to extend their service management project, you know, IBM Service Management, CCMDB, all that good stuff. And they want to leverage that, what they have, for instance, the configuration that is in there, and configuration is important to know, especially when you do disaster recovery. So they want to include the business continuity process as well. And the solution, of course, is our brand new product called IBM Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager. We start with version 7.1 because that's the release of the CCMDB. Yeah? So it is the first release. And the implementation would require creating recovery and test plans, define roles, who is the manager, the analyst, the approver, and so on. And then BCPM enforces the execution of the workflow. It gets approvals. It does collaboration. It provides collaboration for the crisis team. It gives you context information about a disaster so that everybody has the best information, the right information, and also, of course, integration with problem change configuration management and so on. Also with NetView and even with the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. There's more options that are available. You can integrate with the GDPS or the CCMDB. At the bottom, you see some typical requirements we see. GDPS is not a requirement for this product, but if they have GDPS, it's an easier sell because we actually do automate that takeover prompt from GDPS where it asks you, do you want me to do a site takeover? Yeah, this is nothing that is being automated. And through BCPM, we pick that automatically up and start a workflow. And when the manager approves it, we go back to GDPS and answer it. So it's some real automation. And then you want to do stuff like alerting crisis team, filtering recovery plan, integration, and so on. It's a very cool product. And now let's move over to the most important chart of the presentation, which is chart number 13. Those are the Tivoli System Automation family hot sales that have been identified by product management, sales enablement, development, and so on. So that's our combined recommendation to the sales team where selling should be easy and where you can make the most money. Number one would be system automation for the US. That's that HA, that high availability pain that we are addressing here. We want to replace CA and BMC with system automation, and by the way, also with OmegaMon, especially when it's a BMC customer, because BMC customers have a lot of performance monitoring that we want to replace, and technically we are in a 100% shape to do that. It does require a migration, but we have migration skills available. We have a Red Book. We have tools that make it easier. And of course, we are the better product. Think about Giovanni's differentiator chart. So let's wipe out CA and BMC. Number two, upsell end-to-end automation. Two, HACMP, VCS and MACS clients. HACMP is the mentioned AIX automation. It's also an IBM product. VCS is Veritas Cluster Server on Solaris and Microsoft Cluster Services on Windows. For all those, we ship adapters, and you are not even required to replace them, no migration. That would be an additional sell, because we integrate with all those products, and the benefit for the customer would be they can manage multiple clusters from one graphical user interface. So you want to address the bigger installations. Certainly, we are also able to wipe out VCS and MSCS, yeah, and replace it with SA multi-platforms. That is a sales play that comes later on at the bottom. By the way, the chart is animated, so if you click, you get to the next sales play. Now, number three, upsell end-to-end automation to system Zeek clients. That is also addressing the end-to-end pains. Now this is should be easy, because the performance automation sales team has a very good relationship to the System C workforce at the client. They speak their language, they know the people, and so on. And therefore, the idea is let's upsell end-to-end automation to our existing system automation for the US clients. And also, in addition to that, Linux on System Z. By the way, there are some hyperlinks in the presentation, so if you click on that, you would jump to the backup section and then see more details about that specific sales recommendation. You would get to a sales sheet. Number four, SAP clients on all platforms. Now, what we see with our SA multi-platforms product is that at least 50% of the clients use it to automate SAP. And the killer function that we are delivering is the NQ server failover. That is a single point of failure inside of an SAP environment. And we actually have some very smart automation around that. So we are the best again. And just go out and sell it, and you will win. Number two would be, if you have done that, multi-tiered application. Yeah, in many cases, the database runs either in another cluster or even on another platform. Yeah, very typical is DB2, best database in the world, running on the mainframe. And then application servers on System P. That's the dream team, if you wish. And there's relationships, of course, between those application components, and only end-to-end automation can address them and automate the entire business application. Number five, Solaris, another high availability play. Here you can jump in bold and just state, hey, we are better and cheaper. Yeah, Veritas is very expensive, and I mean expensive. They are like 5-6 times more expensive than system automation. So let's win with the price. And it also has, of course, because it's policy-driven, better automation. It has more automation power and a graphical user interface, all the integration with Tivoli and so on. So let's do that. Number six would be upsell system automation for multi-platforms from Tivoli Solutions. Another HA play. Now, IBM TVD monitoring comes with a free SAMP license, but as soon as you automate other resources, we require a license. So your strategy would be first get your client to use SAMP inside of their ITM license, yeah, to automate ITM, and then they will be convinced about the automation power and the ease of use, and then you can propose, hey, why not automate other resources, and then they actually have to buy the product. Regarding other Tivoli products, you remember the plug-and-play automation modules that I mentioned. We ship an awful lot of those for many, many products, and in addition, there's Tivoli Workload Scheduler, Storage Manager, Tivoli Provisioning Manager, and ITM. CCMDB, by the way, as well. Yeah, we can make all those highly available very easily. Yeah, there's only minimal customization required. Should be an easy upsell. The next one, number 7, sell the Business Continuity Process Manager to GDPS clients, because here we have the highest value. I mentioned the GDPS integration. We pick up the takeover prompt. We start a workflow, and we pass the message and so on. And also we know the other reason is every GDPS client is already on its way to do disaster recovery. Yeah, so for them already disaster recovery is important. They started a project, so it means something to them, and therefore it should be easy to extend or to improve the process. By the way, with the BCPM product, we are not only addressing IT issues. Yeah, the process could cover facilities, power, people. You could put actually everything in your recovery plan that you like, and it's actually important to do, because IT is just one element of the entire business that you need to recover when you lose your primary site. Number 8, DB2 upsell opportunity. This has been in the market quite a while and very successful. So there's many DB2. And with DB2, I mean UDB, yeah, on AIX, Linux, and so on, not on the mainframe. And on all those platforms, there comes a free SA multi-platforms license with it. And again, same idea as with ITM, get the customer in exploiting it, implementing the HADR feature of DB2, high availability disaster recovery. They will like the product and then propose, hey, why don't you extend automation to other resources and get more benefits? And then, of course, it would require a license. So those are the 8 Tivoli System Automation Family Hot Sales. Glenda, anything you would like to add to that?
One of the things that I'd just like to recap with on this particular chart is that, as you can tell by the different plays, there's plenty of opportunities. We have probably the most comprehensive suite of automation from an end-to-end perspective, as well as a very targeted market. We've got, as Joachim mentioned, the HACMP, where we're in addition to that. We presented this to some business partners earlier in the year, and the business partners were just all over this because they saw a definite ROI to this, and Joachim's going to talk a little bit more about ROIs as we move forward. But an SAP, as well as Solaris, as well as multi-platform, as well as the process manager, where we get into the business continuity process manager. So it's a full suite of automation products. And I think Joachim has made the point, and I'll make it again, it is the most comprehensive in the marketplace. So we want to make sure that you feel comfortable and confident with this product set. Joachim?
Okay, thanks, Glenda. Moving on to chart number 14. Now, the next couple of slides are actually even more hot sales. Yeah, so they are covering what you already have seen, but they are listing more that didn't make it in the top 8. Yeah, so this is now for system automation. For ZOS, you see again the proactive automation and so on. But there's another one called iOperations, which allows you to change your IO configuration safely. That is especially recommended for bigger customers. CA tries to catch up, but they're not up to speed yet. then there's others like managing Linux under ZVM with SA. We just recently have seen two cases at Centrelink Australia and State Street asking for that function. And finally, at the bottom, very important, cross-sell between Omegamon and TWS. Yeah, we have great integration with both products. The field has been enabled demonstrating that integration, and it's just recommended and great. Now let's proceed to chart number 15, SA Application Manager Specific Hot Sales. Actually, we have seen everything on that slide, I believe. Yeah, what I would like to mention, number two, the SA Application Manager does run on the mainframe. Yeah, so for a mainframe-centric customer, they can do that. Moving on to chart number 16, this is the hot sales for SA multi-platforms. Number one, again, should be easy. I think we covered that because it's Linux on System Z, and you talk already to the mainframe guys. There, of course, I mean, the requirement would be, does the customer have the need to make applications highly available on Linux on System Z? Yeah, I mean, if they don't have mission-critical applications, they are not interested in high availability, certainly. Okay. At the bottom, number six, Windows, I would like to make the point that here system automation is better than Microsoft Cluster Services, MSCS. First of all, MSCS is free, but only as part of an expensive edition. Yeah, so they could buy a cheaper edition and save some money. And then system automation also has better protection of databases. Yeah, so if they use Microsoft Cluster Service, they are risking the consistency of their database. I think that's a strong selling point. Moving on to chart number 17, high market opportunity. For end-to-end, there's no real competition. Our customers could write some quick and dirty scripts, but they won't get anywhere with that, and the competition doesn't have anything close to us. As already mentioned, the whole end-to-end sale can be very, very big. Yeah, but it's not a requirement from the beginning that they have to do everything. They can start small and then cover the next platform or more servers and even add in the wonderful disaster recovery additions that we have. Yeah, so it can be really an incremental sale. A problem certainly with end-to-end automation is if we have siloed clients. I mean, there's no point in talking to one silo. You need to talk to the manager of all silos. Yeah. But if they have silos, that's actually a good thing, because then we get the highest provable return on investment. Yeah. If they have silos, they have the highest pains, and we have the biggest savings. And I have a saving tool in a couple of charts that will demonstrate that. Okay, what else can I mention?
Well, I think we're probably the only product suite that actually talks about application availability versus hardware and IT component availability. So when you talk to your customers, make sure that they understand we're all about the composite applications.
Yeah, but don't forget, even if the hardware fails, we can recover that by moving an application to a backup system. Okay, 18, easy prospecting. Now, this is a long list. Here you get some ideas how to prospect. Certainly, you can start leveraging the penetration, the big penetration. It's in the 30%+ range of SA ZOS. You can target new Linux on System Z workload. You can team up with your GDPS colleagues. They are in BCRS. And in global services, there's many GDPS experts out there, and you can upsell the entire SA family. Yeah, GDPS itself is sold by the services team, so you are not required to build up any skills there. Then SAP, I mentioned 50% of our SA multi-platforms implementation have SAP, and go out and identify large SAP installations. team up with System P for HACMP, you have to be a little bit careful because we have also a replacement product for HACMP as a multi-platforms. But the opportunity there is to manage applications across clusters, to do end-to-end automation or to integrate it in bigger end-to-end automation projects.
Right, and
then
just to add to that, I think what Joachim is saying is that we're not selling against HACMP. What we provide is, without scripting by policy base, we provide the application availability on top of the hardware.
Yeah, that's correct. Then you can extend CCMDB projects, yeah, the configuration management database, team up with your colleagues implementing that that project there, and there's a lot of projects out there that do that. It's a hot item, and we can fill the CCMDB more or less for free. Yeah, we have those adapters, and we do that for the mainframe, for GDPS, for end-to-end, and there's more coming. Then upsell from Tivoli Solutions, so go out and identify what are the TVS clients, TSM clients, and so on, and then propose them or find out, is that Tivoli application mission critical? Would they suffer from an outage? And if yes, they would qualify for our high availability solution. Same for DB2. Then back to the mainframe, grow system automation for ZOS on the NetView base. Yeah, NetView is a prereq for SA. Luckily, there's a lot more NetView licenses out there than SA, so we can grow on the we can still grow on the NetView base. And it is also important to grow on the NetView base to protect NetView against erosion. NetView is something that you don't actively sell because it's monthly license charge, MLC. But still, Tivoli and IBM depends on the big NetView revenue, so we need to protect that by growing system automation. Another smaller product that we haven't mentioned yet is the system automation for integrated operations management, SAIOM. That's an alerting tool. The old name was AF Remote. And SA shipped some very nice alerting solution, which makes it very easy for SA clients to alert the subject matter expert, and it does escalation and so on. Also, the field has been enabled for that, and the next logical step would be sell it. Yeah. Okay, then of course, try new clients. There's a lot of clients out there requiring high availability. And finally, you can target clients unhappy with competitive solution, capability, price, or vendors. Especially, many clients are unhappy with BMC, CEA, or Veritas. Yeah. So try to find that out and offer the IBM solution instead. Chart number 19 shows you the competitive landscape. BMC is mostly only a single platform provider, but there they are rather strong. They have suffered from loss of skills, so they have closed a big center in Düsseldorf, Germany. So they are really struggling. They lost a lot of skills worldwide. CA has an awful lot of has very many products. They bought so many companies, but their solution is not integrated. Veritas, too expensive. In some cases, IBM servers are not supported. Total cost of ownership, competitors are normally way more expensive. So you can sell the whole SA family as a solution. We are the only one who can cover that many platforms with the same automation concepts. And we have some unique capabilities, disaster recovery, special IO operations, and so on. And we are the only end-to-end solution. Chart number 20 is redefining the value of automation. With our end-to-end automation, we can claim we are recovering the business, the entire applications, and not just the underlying resources, because we know the dependencies and the components of a business application. And we are able to manage the complexity. You can define groups of applications and resources, so you drive down complexity. It's cluster-wide, and if you need end-to-end scope, we have that too. Okay. Glenda, anything you would like to add?
No, I think we need to start moving on a little bit quicker.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're close to the end, so let's get ready.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, chart number 21 is a highlight. It's brand new. Me and a colleague from development, we have developed a new tool to actually calculate the end-to-end automation value, and it is based on the client's own data, so you can enter the operations and automation staff costs for the personnel, the number of composite applications, and also some optional input. And then it has a number of assumptions, like whatever you have before, we only need 2 junior operators per shift, and then productivity gains up to 50% for the automation team. And for the composite applications, you see that at the top right, we've got 8 hours per application per year, then we have less downtime. Yeah. And then you enter the data, and for that customer, we are saving more than €1 million in just 1 year. And this is actually brand new. It's out on Extreme Leverage. If you follow the links, you will see it. And speaking about links, let's move over to chart 22, which shows you the SA family key contacts and information. We've got Glenda Lyon, of course, at the top with sales enablement. Then comes myself, and Dan Plemons also knows the SA family very, very well. Product manager is Butch Rambisch. Alison Ferguson is also on the product management team. We have very good SWOT support for SA Multiplatforms, BCPM, SA Application Manager. It's Konstantin Konson, also lab-based. And Casey Plunkett, who opened the call with our worldwide sales lead. And then you see some recommended links. Please bookmark them. If you go to them, you get at your fingertips all relevant information on the intranet and internet that I could find. If you find more, please send me a link, and I'm going to include that. Now, with that, I actually, Glenda, if you have... Do you have any final remarks, or should we open for the questions?
Basically, what I want to recap with is, okay, we've got basically 3 months left to the end of the year, and I know everybody here is wanting to blow their quota out. So if it were myself doing the sales, I would basically focus on the SA for multi-platform at this particular time to get in very quickly, close the sales. As Joachim mentioned earlier, Veritas is very expensive. You can upsell to HACMP and engage your business partners also. So, Casey, I'm going to turn back over to you for some closing remarks, and then we'll open up for questions.
Yeah, thank you, Glenda, Joachim, and team. You know, the call to action coming out of this over the next 3 months is, you know, in particular, I'd like the team to go after the ELA renewals for starters here, Glenda.
Yep.
If we look at our ZOS customers, 80% of them, the statistics we're seeing, are engaging in idle transformation, and two-thirds of them are looking at end-to-end, either in terms of common tooling or outright consolidation of organizations. So when you kind of carry that over into the whole automation space, the fact that we do have the most complete set of end-to-end automation capabilities really is an advantage. So I think the first call to action tactically over the next 3 months is let's get in front of our Zed customers, particularly those with Z10 upgrades in the offing or ELA renewals, and let's get the story in front of them. And then within that story, there's multiple entry points. You know, it could be, as we covered today, automation of the distributed environment. It could be the Zed environment. It could be an application point of view. It could be disaster recovery. The fact that we have policy-based recovery, you know, with a consistent approach, you know, across all these platforms really is an advantage. So we need to get in front of the CTO, the operations executives, both on Z and distributed, and frankly, we need to get in front of the application process owners because they're the ones that are really trying to figure out how to keep these SOA initiatives available. It's not enough, again, just to have optics. We've got to actually be able to remediate and keep these systems up and running. So we need to aggressively get in front of those stakeholders And what you can expect to see is opportunities in any piece part here in the 100 to 150K range. And if you can sell the whole package in the ELA, you know, you're looking north of $1 million. So, with that perspective, Karen, let's kind of open it up to any questions. I suspect we'll probably be short on the Q&A since we're spilling into the new hour here, though.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If you are using a speakerphone, please ensure your mute button is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll go first to Tony Liu.
Good morning. Yes, this is Tony Liu, and I appreciate the information. It was all good and wonderful on the various different sales plays and upsells. The question I have is actually twofold. One is in regards to an upsell opportunity with TVSM. I remember sitting in on a prospecting call a few weeks back talking about the vent pump, and in doing further research on it, I see that SA for ZOS can feed into the pump and therefore into a TVSM type of environment. So would this be considered an upsell type of opportunity to TVSM, or would TVSM be an upsell opportunity for SA, or what would be your opinion on that?
Tony, this is Glenda. I would say both, okay? If you have a customer that's a TVSM customer or a TVSM opportunity, this definitely is a play that would upsell to that, right? Because you're providing the availability for those systems, not just the alerting on those systems. And also, vice versa, if you have a system automation customer, they're obviously very concerned with their application availability, which means that they would probably definitely benefit from the visibility piece of the TVSM components.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
It does. Thank you.
Okay.
That was what I was thinking. I just wanted to bounce that off of you. The other question I have in regards to Linux on System Z, I see that there's an SA for multi-platforms, an upsell opportunity in that particular regard. The question I have, though, comes to the VM operations itself, specifically to the operations manager for ZVM. What is the strategy in terms of the SA family being an end-to-end type of component to the VM operations and the offerings we have in that particular regard?
Joachim, you want to go ahead?
Yes, Joachim. Well, today we already have the capability to IPL, to start up and to stop ZVM, and also the ZVM guest is actually part of the sales place. If you click on the on one of the links. But beyond that, we don't have any plans to put like system automation on ZVM, so that won't happen. Yeah. So the only thing that we have today is some external automation that we can automate ZVM from externally, and then of course we sit inside the guests with our SA Multi-Platforms product. The improvement that you will see in the next release will be that those systems can be included in the policy and can be like or will be represented as a regular resource that can be used, for dependencies, for startup and shutdown. Yeah? So there will be some usability and policy improvements that are actually planned.
So those improvements in terms of the policies, would that be part of the integration that IBM would provide? So a customer would not have to bear that responsibility into a VM environment. And coming back specifically to sales of operations manager for ZVM, because there is a opportunity there in terms of generating revenue in terms of that particular product. So I'm trying to think, who would be the integrator? Would it be IBM doing that, or would that be the customer doing that?
Yeah. Now we ship basically the infrastructure. Yeah. Certainly the customer then has to define the systems, but it's not too big a deal. So my recommendation today would be to go out and sell operations manager. Yeah.
Okay.
So Tony, I don't mean to cut you short, but since we're running out of time, can you call, if you have more questions, could you call Joachim directly?
That's fine. Yeah,
perfect.
We can take it offline.
Thanks, Tony. I really appreciate that.
For our next question, we'll go to Ernie Gilman.
Thanks, guys. Good discussion. What I'd like to do is bring up a point of we have a competitive advantage that CA and BMC would kill for, and that is we actually sell the hardware. You mentioned the Z10 guys, and actually they're focused on selling IFLs. The challenge is, obviously, we could leverage because they get in early in the sales stage. The challenge we have is getting them to bring us in. Has there been any discussion of trying to work something with the hardware guys as far as IFLs? Because one of the things, the advantage we have there is the IFLs are actually sold to the ZOS guys who understand we need automation on a Xilinx platform. So we do have an advantage there, and that would be something I think there would be some interest in trying to sell the IFLs.
And, yes, Ernie, part of the things that the initiative that we're driving, most likely kicking into next year, right, is to definitely get more of the hardware guys engaged, especially not only from a Z Linux perspective, but also from a P-Series perspective. So, yes, we are looking into that. But you should also, as reps yourselves, contact the folks that do that and make sure they understand that we have an offering that will make their solution better, right?
Well, absolutely, because a lot of them don't understand the software side of the house. And so when they talk to these mainframe guys, obviously they understand we want high availability, and actually we have an advantage there because actually, as you know, system automation for multi-platform first came out in Z Linux. So we do have some history there.
Gotcha.
Ernie, okay. This is Joachim. We are also present at major conferences like Share and Expo, and we see a increased interest in our Linux high availability and also disaster recovery solutions. Yeah, so the customers are there, they are waiting for that. And my recommendation would be also to find out who is buying those IFLs from your side, and then go to those customers and sell our stuff to them.
Right. Okay, let's move to the next question. Thank you, Ernie.
Next we'll go to Chris Smith.
Yeah, hi guys. Just got a quick question on the SA, the application manager. You said it runs on ZOS. That is Z Linux. Is that correct?
No, it would be native ZOS.
Oh, it's native ZOS. Okay. Does it run on? Okay, so it's native. Okay, native ZOS. Does it run on Z Linux too?
It runs on Z Linux as well. I mean, it's a WebSphere and DB2 based application, so there would be also some Unix system services footprint to that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Welcome.
Next, we have Sue Crump.
Hey, guys. I have a question about, for some reason, I'm having trouble with customers thinking that this competes with BMC Patrol, that they do some automation inherent in BMC Patrol, likely like, what we do with a DEXE implementation, we can take some action. So are there any, arrows that you guys can help me with to help me in this? Because the policy-based recovery and a consistent approach that way, maybe I'm just not talking to the right people, but it's not, I'll use an IBM term, resonating. And because of the account that I cover, they don't want end-to-end from a ZOS to distributed perspective, perhaps end-to-end within, distributed. But they say that the mainframe's IBM's problem and the distributed is ours. So
are they looking at doing application recovery, Sue?
Or no, I'm just trying to find
recovery.
The right person to – I am nothing. I'm just trying to find the right people to talk to. So
okay.
They're not looking, I can't find the right people. So that's my problem.
Okay. One of the places I would start, Sue, it's Glenda, that. One of the places that I found that this has been a very effective story in a lot of the large customers that are still siloed to a certain degree is with the business continuity person. Okay, because now they've been charged in a lot of the larger companies and even mid-sized companies, not so much with disaster recovery, but application recovery. So you might want to try. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I have the application or the director in charge of business continuity in DR, but again, he only cares about Z, and they're already SA for ZOS customers. But go ahead. Sorry.
But because what we're finding now is due to the regulatory requirements, is that customers aren't being measured on uptime of hardware anymore. They're being measured on uptime of the application. And
okay.
as we talked a little bit earlier, some of the really beneficial points of this solution is not only the availability piece of it, but also the reporting capability.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in SAMP. I just don't understand why I can't sell it.
Okay, well, how about you?
You know
and
what I mean?
How about you and I take this offline a little bit, and let's see if we can brainstorm to see if we can.
That would be helpful because I know that we're coming to an end on this call. That would be great because. Okay.
Yeah, I'm very interested in the patrol thing. So
yeah,
we might need to do some studies on that. So okay, thanks,
yeah.
Sue, and I'll give you a buzz. I'll give you a buzz on that.
Okay.
Next week, okay?
That sounds great.
I still have a comment regarding the petrol thing. I mean, petrol is a network manager. I still have a comment regarding the petrol. Petrol is a network manager, yeah?
No, petrol is like ITM. Petrol competes with ITM.
Yeah.
That's
right.
A network manager.
Yeah, she's right. So let's take this off because I really would like to talk to you about that, Sue. That's a wonderful point that we need to gather some intel on, okay?
And I'm thinking, because, you know, overall, I don't think our organization is selling a lot of SAMP. And, again, I think it's a kick-ass tool. I seen Clayton demo it. I went out, and I tried to market it to a lot of customers. And for some reason, there is just something I'm missing, maybe something other people are missing, because this shit should be flying off the shelf.
You're right. I mean, for Gartner
to
say that it's a great product, then guess what? It should be. So, yeah, I will give you a call either Monday or Tuesday, Sue. I'll ping you.
Yes.
And we'll put our heads together and see if we can come up with some stuff.
Yeah, I'll be around Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe I'll look on your calendar if that makes sense.
You got it, sweetie. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
We'll now take our final question in the queue from Andy Neller.
Hi, folks. Great presentation. Unfortunately, I have a couple customers that are very HP-centric. I know that, you know, in some prior training that we'd received, I know that was kind of in the roadmap, but could you just give me an update on where we stand on that?
Yakum? Yakum, are you there? Andy, he might be.
My connection was breaking up, so I asked the question.
HP platforms support.
Sorry, I couldn't really hear the question.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now, Yakum?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, all right, great. I had mentioned that I unfortunately have three major customers that tend to be very HP-focused, and I've talked to them about this, and they are quite interested, but as we're promoting end-to-end, it would still leave kind of a big hole
HP.
In the organization. Yeah, so I've seen in prior presentations that it was kind of in our roadmap, and I'm just curious if you can tell us how close we might be at this point, if we are at all.
Okay. I hope you can understand me. Again, you were breaking up. It's probably my internet connection. This was about HP support for SAP multi-platforms, I guess?
Yes, it is.
Correct.
And this is the outlook is not very good. HP is not in the plan for the next release.
But let me ask a question on that, Andrew. How large, if it's a large opportunity, bring it forward?
Sure. You know, it's kind of the initial stages, and it's kind of been a showstopper. They are interested, but they're like, well, you know, we'd like to do it, but we'd like to do it for a whole environment. So
can you do me a favor?
Because of it, so.
Yeah, can you do me a favor and touch out to me via email, and let's work on that? Because, you know, this is just like any other product, right?
Sure.
If we can define the business case, then guess what? It moves up in the plans.
Okay, great.
Okay? But definitely, and you're not the only person I'm hearing this from, but we just don't have anything concrete yet, so I'd love to work with you on putting the case together.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks.
And there are no questions remaining at this time. Mr. Plunkett, please go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you again. Team, if you have any follow-up questions from this webcast, you know how to reach out to. I mean, you know, please target help through Glenda Lyon here or Joachim. Joachim, I mean, you haven't met a number of folks on his team here at Abubligan, but first-rate skills and talent that are willing to help at any point in the sales cycle, so let's leverage them. And, You know, that said, we've got about 12 days or so here in the quarter, so let's finish it strong. Thanks, team.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you again for your participation, and have a wonderful day.